Romans 5 reads, God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if, while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Not only is this so, but we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Amen. Man, happy Easter Sunday. Today we are celebrating that Christ died and it now is risen. Can you say, he is risen with me? He is risen. So we're celebrating today that he is risen. And while we're celebrating this and we're praising God for the resurrection today, the reality is that we can't celebrate in the story until we remember the tragedy in the story. Because you cannot understand the power of his resurrection unless you understand the destruction of his death. Because back then, when people heard that Jesus died on the cross and then rose again from the grave, died on the cross weren't just words on a page. It was something that they had seen and experienced. They had seen people bleeding out. They had experienced the cries or the smells personally. And so for just a moment this morning, I want to call you to remember. I want to call you to remember that Jesus, after being flogged, was taken up to Golgotha. And then they took a stake and they put it on his hands. And then they took a stake and they put it on his feet. And they laid him out on that cross. And they lined up his hand with the nail and they nailed him in to the cross. And they lined up on his feet and they and he hung there and he died. And he died for me and he died for you. And we don't do this to get an emotional response. We do this because without understanding what he went through out of love, if we don't understand what he went through to give us forgiveness, we'll start to think we deserve this. We'll start to think that, man, there's something about us that deserves the death of Christ, when let that never be said, that I deserve Christ. But what we're celebrating today is no nails could hold Christ down. What we're celebrating today is that even though he was nailed to that cross, that no grave could keep him down, the stone was rolled back and he rose again. Today is Resurrection Sunday. Amen, church? And so what we're doing today, our theme for today is called The Resurrected Life. My name is Jordan Massey. Welcome to North River, to our family here. I'm one of the evangelists. We're so grateful to have you here. And today we have 2 points. Number one, thank God that we can die with Christ. And then number two, and have the power to experience a resurrected life in him. Let's go ahead and jump back into Romans. And we're going to be in Romans chapter 6 together. And we'll pick up in verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? So Jesus died to forgive us of our sins. And there's kind of this idea out there of, well, if I got grace, can I just keep on going and sinning as much as I possibly want? Because grace covers me, right? And the scriptures teach by no means. Because we died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? The great thing about Jesus dying on the cross was that when he was nailed to the cross, it wasn't just for him. That we can now have an opportunity to nail our sins to the cross also. That we now have an opportunity to die also, that those destructive habits in our life, those things that eat us up and just rip life out of us, that hurt us, that we can die to our sins and not live in them any longer. You know, remember Galatians 2, where Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ. And now I no longer live, but he lives in me. We can die with Christ. So just for a moment, I want to talk about the old Jordan. All right, I'm going to show a 17-year-old picture, senior picture of Jordan. I want to talk about the old Jordan that died. But before I did that, I thought if I'm going to show one of my embarrassing photos, I should show some of the North River legends. All right, so here we go. There's Tom Brown in the middle looking good. Jeff on the track team. Mike Wyatt, the fro, bro, that thing. Harold Channer with the nice, you know what I'm saying? Man, it's incredible. Okay, so here's the old Jordan, all right? 17-year-old Jordan Massey. It's my senior picture. Oh, thanks, babe. So I was so immoral and impure. I was completely arrogant. I did whatever I could to gossip, to make fun of, or to manipulate, to put other people down just to lift myself up. I was so self-centered. Did whatever I could to help me first. And it didn't matter what I did to anybody else if it helped me. I got drunk a lot. I smoked a lot of pot. I was a drug dealer. Like that, this is dead Jordan. That's dead now, but then sin was alive in him. And that is the old me. And thank God that Jordan could die. Thank God that Jordan could die with Christ. Because there's that, you gotta remember our point. Thank God we can die with Christ. There's this narrative out there about Christianity that's not thank God we can die. There's this narrative out there that goes, why do I have to change? Like, God is so controlling. Why does he always tell me what to do and what not to do? And he's taken away all the fun things in life. Why, instead of thank God to die, why do I have to die? And maybe you're here for the first time at church in a while and you go, another lesson about giving up your sin. This is why I don't come to church. And I just want to for a second go, no, 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 no. That's the opposite of reality. It's not why do I have to die to my sin? It's thank God I can die to my sin. I mean, just think about it. Who wants to live a life controlled by addiction? Who wants to live a life controlled by drinking or smoking or pornography? Where you're always worried about your roommates finding you, or you're always worried about your spouse, or your kids walking in on you, doing something inappropriate. It's not, why do I have to give that up? It's, thank God I can give that up. Think about, man, a life controlled by apathy or lukewarmness, where you do whatever you can to escape and to numb out because the world is too much. Who wants to live a life that has no meaning? Who wants to live a life where you're controlled by apathy and numbness and you have no true love, no true purpose in this world? Thank God we can die to our apathy and learn how to have a life of love and meaning and purpose in this world. How about self-centeredness? Do I really have to start thinking about other people? Well, who wants to live a life of self-centeredness? Yeah, it might help you in the short run, but self-centered friendships fail. Self-centeredness destroys marriages. And self-centered parenting hurts our kids. It's not, why do I have to start thinking about other people instead of me? It's, no, thank God. You can stop thinking about yourself first and put God at the center and learn to love other people and have an incredible community. I hope this morning that you changing isn't bad news. That this is good news, amen? It is good news that we can leave our old life behind, that Christ is the only one that was crucified, but we can be crucified with him and have a new life, amen? And it doesn't just stop at us dying. Our second point is, and have the power to experience a resurrected life in him. Because Christianity isn't just about saying no to things, but even more, it's about accepting all the incredible things God has in store for us. So let's look back at Romans chapter 6 and verse 4. And it reads, "We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his." I love this right here. He says, just as Christ was raised from the dead through what? Through the glory of the Father. Is there anything more mighty in this universe than the glory of the Father? It's the most powerful thing that's ever existed. And at the single greatest moment in human history, the glory of the Father came down and raised the dead to life. Because Jesus did die. And they put him in a tomb. And they rolled a huge stone in front of it. Pilate had it sealed. And they posted Roman guards on either side. And he was in there dead for 3 days. But 3 days of death cannot stop the glory of the Father. And the glory of the Father came down. It's the greatest story ever told, that the glory of the Father raised a man to life. And once for all time, we can know now that there is a God. That there is a God in this universe. He came down to us to live amongst us. He died for our sins, and we can believe that because the dead has risen again, and he is alive. And my question for you this morning is, has this just become information, or does it still bring transformation? Because the reality is, for most of us, we've heard this our whole lives, haven't we? And it can kind of become like a rote script of hearing Christ died, he resurrected, Christ died, he resurrected. And while there's so much power there that will never change, what you can change is how soft your heart is to it. Does this still inspire you? Does this still light a passion inside of you? Does it still do something in your heart that has you radically fiery hot for God? Or has it just become another script of daily life? Don't let this just become information in your life. Let it have the power of the glory of God to bring transformation. Amen? You know, and what this talks about right here is that all this happens when we are crucified of Christ is in baptism. It's in baptism that we die and are raised again. And I just want to encourage you, if you're an adult, and you haven't gotten baptized as an adult, and you haven't, after coming to a faith, after repenting and deciding to commit your whole life to Jesus, and then getting baptized for the forgiveness of your sins, I want to encourage you to wrestle with that and to figure that out. Don't try to live this life without the power of God, Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection in your life. Figure that out. And just, in fact, yesterday, we want to encourage AJ Freer, got baptized yesterday, right here. AJ, you want to stand up, bro? AJ's over at Kennesaw State. AJ got baptized. You know, AJ, a week ago, you were a different man. A week ago, that AJ is now dead. And you were buried. There was a mini funeral for those couple seconds under the water, right? And then when you came back up, you were raised to a new life. Congratulations, AJ. You know, what power is available to us? Check this out in Ephesians chapter 1. In Ephesians 1, when we're raised with Christ, the power we can live with, he talks about it here. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he was called and his incomparably great power for us who believe. Now that power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead. How awesome is that? That it's not just power that's available to us, it's incomparably great power that's available to us. It's not just strength that we have now, it's his mighty strength that we have now. And it's not just at that moment in baptism, but we can live with that power every day for the rest of this life and for the life to come. It is here with us now, and this is what we celebrate at Easter. That God didn't raise Jesus just for Jesus. God raised Jesus for all of us. So now that we can all have this incredible power. Here's a picture from my baptism back in 2009 right here. And the baptistry used to be over here. And they used to ask right before people got baptized, hey, do you want to share, something for 60 seconds? Just thank a couple of people, read a verse. And so I was like, okay, great. And they're like, okay, you got a minute or two. And then I preached for 10 minutes. And so I think after that, they didn't let anyone share after their baptism in front of it. So I'm sorry if you've gotten baptized since 2009 and you haven't had a chance to share in front of it. But anyway, so I read this verse in Romans 6 the day I got baptized because I could not believe that I had a chance to not be controlled by those things anymore. That was unfathomable to me. I mean, the fact that now that immoral Jordan I was just talking about is dead. That impure Jordan is dead, right? Like that's crazy. And it's not like all those things zap, they're gone. I mean, even last week, I had to work on my phone to get some more restrictions or boundaries because I was feeling too tempted because it's not just then, but we have to live in that power every day. Amen, church? However, that man is dead. The self-centered Jordan is dead. The arrogant Jordan is dead. The drug dealer Jordan is dead. I'm not dealing drugs right after church, amen, right? Like that Jordan is dead, right? He's dead. And now I'm filled with so much love and power where I was going to addiction to solve what was going down deep. I've learned how to wrestle and have true meaning and peace in my inner soul from God. Where I went to use relationships to better me, now I've learned how to have incredible community in Christ of life-fulfilling relationships that are lifelong. I've learned how to humble myself to trust in someone else besides me. And God has not failed me yet. How about you? God is incredible, and he gives us a new life. You know, the resurrection is powerful enough to resurrect every part of who you are from death to life. Every single part from death to life. There's nothing in you the resurrection power of Christ cannot change. There's nothing in you he can't change. If you're in an addiction right now to drinking or smoking or pornography, you feel dead in that addiction. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead can free you from that addiction. If you feel like you're trapped right now in anger, or you're trapped in the way that you're just bitter and you're looking down on other people, the same power that raised Jesus from the grave can raise you up out of that to peace and to love and to joy. If you're in a dead marriage right now, or you feel like your family life is just crumbling, the same power that rose Jesus from the grave to life can raise your marriage up to incredible loving union in Christ. If you feel like your walk with, maybe you feel like you've been stuck in apathy and your walk with God has been sizzling and dying, God can raise that and give you a walk with God you never even dreamed of. And this isn't just for people the first time, it's for all of us, no matter how long we've been here, that the best is yet to come because of the resurrection power. Amen? So what have you given up on changing in your life? What do you feel like, man, I've just been doing this too long. I've been too stuck in this. What is that thing that you feel like, I keep on saying I'm never going to go back, I'm never going to do it again, and yet a few weeks, a few months, a few days later, I'm right back at it again? What's that thing where you've given up all hope on changing? Don't walk out of this room without believing that the resurrection power is powerful enough to pull you out of that. No matter how dark it is, no matter how bad that sin is, I just want to encourage you this morning, Christ sees you, and he loves you, and he's willing to forgive you and pull you in, and not only to forgive you, but to change you and transform you. That's what we're talking about this morning. He can resurrect every part of who you are. Church, there's nothing greater you can ever experience than a resurrected relationship with God. There's nothing you can ever experience greater. Following Jesus and learning what it fully means to be human in a way that's whole and full of love and joy and peace, that's what life is all about. And if you don't feel like you have that this morning, I just want to encourage you, you got to plug into the power source. You got to plug into this power of the resurrection. Some things will never work without power. Your blender will not work unless it's plugged in. The vacuum cleaner will not work unless it's plugged in. You will never truly be fulfilled in this life unless you plug into the power of the resurrection. And that is what we celebrate today, is that what Jesus did on the cross wasn't just for him, but that we can die along with Christ. And that when he rose, it also wasn't just for him. But now we too, in this life and in the life to come, we can have a resurrected life. What we're about to do now is we're going to take communion. And as we take the juice that represents his blood, and as we take the bread that represents his body. You know, Jesus 2,000 years ago had this right before this moment we've been talking about. Probably on Wednesday or night, he was having this conversation before this crazy weekend. And he called his disciples to take this to remember him. And we believe in doing this every week, but it's so special on Easter Sunday. And as we remember today, yes, remember his death. But I want to encourage you to remember his resurrection. And remember that the glory of the Father did not leave him in that grave. And he performed the impossible. That we serve a God of possible. And the same God and the same glory can do the impossible in your life to give you a resurrected life. Let's say a prayer together for communion. Father God, we are so grateful for Jesus. We'll never be able to fully just explain or to articulate how grateful we are and how much we are undeserving of what Jesus did on the cross. But God, this morning we come to you and we do remember his blood. We do remember his body. But God, we also remember what happened 3 days later. We remember the resurrection. And God, I pray that as we remember your glory, that you can infuse us with your power this morning and show us what life with you can truly look like, no matter where we're at. Thank you, Almighty God, for this privilege of knowing Christ crucified and Christ resurrected. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen.